Om Shanti. Good morning. I think almost everyone must have had some time in Shantivan and now come up here. Is that right? And here is a little cooler, so that is nice. And also, I think when we come here, we are remembering, you know, the original yagya, because in our hearts is Pandabhavan, Madhuban, and here we are in Gyan Sarovar, which is the next place that was created. And we have come from Shantivan, which is the very large campus. And at the end of the season, last season, one interesting thing Baba had told us is, well, you have done a lot of programs and you gave the message to a lot of people. Now you must serve with your face and your character. And so this is the subject that we're going to look at this morning. There is also something that came in Sunday's Murli. Three levels. One of them, in regard to the knowledge, is you know it. Baba says, you are a soul, and you say, yes, I know. I'm a soul. The second level is to accept it, to take it deep inside. That means knowing it is more theoretical, and when you accept it, then you make it your own. You say, yes, this is true. It's more than just I know. And then the third level is to act as if it is true. So when you act as if the knowledge is true, that means that it becomes part of your nature. And each and every action, each thought, each word is going to be based in that understanding, that feeling, that awareness. And the soul is a soul-conscious soul. Otherwise, when we know it, but we don't act as if it is true, then we would say, this is a body-conscious soul. Because the soul is soul-conscious or body-conscious. So we don't want to be just a soul, but a soul-conscious soul. And the proof of being a soul-conscious soul, a God-conscious soul, is that it is demonstrated in the actions. Sometimes Baba tells us that we are on display at all times. Wherever you go, whatever is happening, someone, somewhere is aware of each one of us. Even if you're alone in your room by yourself, even if you're taking your shower, you're still, you know, soul conscious or not. And once Baba's children belong to Baba, then there is a law of spirituality that starts being enacted, and that is, whatever it is that I am feeling, whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm thinking, saying, someone is looking at me, and they will do the same thing. This is our influence. And whatever it is that we are doing, someone will see it, someone will be aware of it, and they will take that as a cue for how to be. And this is something that Baba wants us to be very aware of. So when he says to us, serve with your face, the face is always the mirror of the soul, or the mirror of the heart. So whatever is going on in our mind is definitely reflected on the face. So if you are with somebody and they are preoccupied with something, and then you will say, hello, I'm here, shall we connect? Because that person is mentally somewhere else. And there are different protocols that we find ourselves having to adopt, because as we know, time is getting shorter and shorter. What does that mean, time is getting shorter? What is exactly time? Time is the duration within which an action takes place. Now there are more and more souls appearing on the planet who are doing more and more actions, and that means there is less time available, because all of these actions happen more and more quickly. Do you sometimes find yourself saying, okay, I can't deal with this thing right now, I need time? Yes? And then the time for dealing with it passes. And although you need time to deal with it, that time passes and then you don't have that possibility anymore. And then you feel that you have been cheated and that time has been taken away from you. Do you feel this? Yeah. So this is something we need to deal with. So our face, our character, our behavior, our action, these are all intimately connected with each other. Of course, the first thing we remind ourselves to be at every moment is, I am a soul conscious soul. Recently, Dadi was telling us to affirm, I am a pure soul. And one of the powers, which is called the power to pack up, is also sometimes referred to as the power to let go. Because we have to be able to let go of each event as it happens. So second by second, to let go of what happened 1 second ago. That is really letting go of the past. So can I let go of the past second by second? So for that, in order for us to really serve with our face, we need to have these four faiths that Baba has told us about very clearly, very consciously in our awareness. So faith in the self, that I am a pure, powerful, peaceful, loving, blissful being of light. At every second, instantly affirm that, so that there cannot be the slightest doubt. Even we are doing something and somebody has a reaction against what we are doing, we cannot allow that person's reaction to make us have a doubt in ourselves. Even if their reaction is valid and reasonable, even then, we have to let it go. We have to let go of even the reality that, oh yes, I could have played this scene better. No doubt, I could have, but I didn't. So I have to let that go. I have to let people's reactions go, so that I can be present for the next second. Because if I made a mess of 1 second, doesn't mean I have to make a mess of the next second. But if I'm concerned about having messed up the last second, I will definitely mess up the next second. And so this practice of letting go instantly and immediately helps us to maintain a serene face. And people look at us all the time. And we look at each other all the time to see if there is someone who is doing all these things that we know. And if you see a Brahmin letting go and being present for the next second, then you say, yes, this one is doing it right. Do you? And this is an inspiration, because we do get inspired by each other's successes. And when we see another Brahmin waiting a few seconds before they can let go of that second which had to be let go of right away, then we say, well, I must be careful not to do the same thing, because that could so easily be me, right? So we practice second by second letting go, and second by second reaffirming, yes, I am okay, I am a pure, peaceful, powerful, loving soul, and I am with Baba, and Baba is with me. So the practice to jump from second to second without waiting to think about the last second is very important. When we do that, then we're very careful with each second. Anything that's gone into the past, there's nothing you can do about it. And at each second, the present has gone into the past. And then we are with the next second. So we must be very aware that, yes, now this second is here. I'm a pure, peaceful, powerful, serene soul, and someone must be aware of me, must be looking at me, and I am serving when I have this serene face, regardless of what just happened. This is a very good practice. I do a fair amount of traveling, so I will arrive somewhere in some airport or some train station, and there is always one or two or three Brahmins there to meet me, but I don't always know them in advance. So I see among a sea of faces in the arrival which is the one, and I can always see, because the face of a Brahmin is very special. Even if there's no flowers, no badge, and locket clothes, you can still see, yes, these are the ones, or this is the one, because the face is different from the other people. Other people, they have a sort of worried look. There's a shadow cast over most people's faces. But a Brahmin's face reflects the light of Baba always, even when they're not aware or they're not practicing. Because the impact of the practice that we do over a long period of time creates a special light in the face, and that is noticeable. People are wondering what's going on in the world. If you see the news every day, you see that we are either about to have destruction, or maybe it's already started. In quite a few places, it's already started. And so the world is a place of uncertainty for most people. And many people, when you find that going on, they like to avoid it. Because if you don't avoid it, then you have to face it. And to face it, you need information, you need power, you need to position yourself in some way. But the people of the world do not have access to the wisdom that Baba has given us. Of course, we have to give it to them. But if we say in words Baba's message, it's not immediately understandable. So there is something called body language. And when our consciousness is filled with the awareness of Baba, Dharma, the wisdom, the Dharana, all the practices, and we have the power of yoga, then that comes through in our body language. The way a Brahmin reacts to or responds to provocation is different. We have had in our Brahmin life so many tests. Is that right? Have you had a day without tests? There's always lots of tests. And tests are very, very good for us because whenever we get a test, then we look back at that test and we say to ourselves, okay, what happened here? What went wrong? How come yet again I failed the same old test? How do you do that? And of course we mustn't let ourselves get disheartened that, oh, for the 400th time I have failed this test. No. We look. We have a little rewind button on the videotape of our scenes in drama. And we take a look at it as a detached observer. And we start being able to see, yeah, I could have been more conscious, I could have been more detached, I could have predicted this, I should have been this, I should have been that, you see. And every time we do this, we become a little bit more aware. And this awareness is inculcated into our being. It's inculcated into our sanskaras. And then gradually, it starts to impact our, instant reactions to situations that come up. And even though we would say, oh yes, I failed it yet again. But as a detached observer, you would probably see that you didn't fail it quite so badly as previous times. So there is discernible change. The other thing that happens is we become more demanding of ourselves. Previously, we wouldn't have expected so much perfection of ourselves. And as time goes by, we say, oh no, we have to be a lot more perfect than that. And so we never become quite perfect enough. Is that right? You can always find something that went wrong. But still, seeing the self as a detached observer, we are making progress. And this progress is visible in our face and in our dharana, in our character. And people start to have experiences from us. And somebody may experience you in your angelic form and you will not be aware of it. And somebody told me that someone told them that, yes, they experience this light coming from that person. And it had happened 2 years earlier, but they hadn't said anything for 2 years because they thought it sounded funny, you know, to say one brother sees light coming from another brother. You know, you wouldn't say it. But then after a while you realize, yes, you know, there is light coming from the soul who remembers Baba. Purity is something that is getting acquired within us. Baba asks us to perform many dharanas. We are vegetarian. We prepare food in Baba's remembrance. We offer bhog. We eat that food in Baba's remembrance. And it changes us, because that becomes sacred food. It's not just vegetarian. It is called prasad. That is food which has been offered to God. And then we eat that in remembrance. That food changes the quality of our body. And we gradually become more and more sensitive to the feeling of spirituality. And we become more and more aware that we don't resonate with things that are body conscious. Even some food may be vegetarian, but we feel, it doesn't have quite the right vibrations, you know. It has to be really pure food, you know. And many of us, we really like best when we make the food, we offer the food, we eat the food in Baba's house, in Baba's remembrance, then it feels right. Do you feel that? So we're becoming more sensitive. And this sensitivity that is happening within us is also felt in the atmosphere and vibration, and it's picked up by other people. You know, you can try to disguise yourself as a non-BK, but someone will find you out because of that twinkle in your eyes or that feeling of peace that is coming from you, you see. And they will say, you're too spiritual. You say, but I'm not spiritual at all. Yes, you are. You can't disguise it. I don't know if you ever have occasion to disguise yourself as not a BK, but sometimes you might. But actually, what people are looking for is not a bunch of words. Because in many ways, words, even if they're true or even if they're not true, they're not really what give people the confidence that they're looking for. They actually want to see a demonstration. Now, one of the things I observed in a Hatha Yoga school is when they're teaching the Hatha Yoga positions to people, they have two teachers. One of them will describe the Hatha Yoga positions that they want you to adopt, and then the other one will actually demonstrate it. And I was thinking that we also have two teachers. We have Shiv Baba, who gives us the information, and then we have Brahma Baba, who demonstrates exactly how that information has to be expressed in life. And this is why sometimes Baba says to us, see Father, Shiv Baba, and follow Father Brahma. And Baba had told us also that if you have any question as to how to behave in any particular situation, you have a reference. And that reference book is the life of Brahma Baba. And this is why it's very useful for us to know as much as we possibly can about the life of Brahma Baba. And Daddy Janki very often speaks to us about different incidents that happened in her relationship with Brahma Baba, or that are observed, how Brahma Baba handled different situations. And some people had said to Baba, well, we didn't personally see Brahma Baba. And so how can we follow Brahma Baba? So Avyak Bab Dada had said, well, you saw Daddy Prakash Mani. And of course, now there are even Brahmins who haven't seen Daddy Prakash Mani, but there's still quite a lot of us who really did see Daddy Prakash Mani. And I lived with her for the last 7 years of her life. And when you actually see someone who is the embodiment of Gyan and who is verified or certified by Baba as having reached the Karmateet stage, then you can know with certainty that the way this person handled things or the way this person behaved, that way leads to the Karmateet stage. You see. So having the information is very important, and having the demonstration is very important. Each and every one of us listens to Baba's Murli every day, and we hear the four subjects being described: Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, service. And sometimes Baba says that it's only very few of you who are invited to go up on stage and speak. Very small minority of people do that. And most of the Brahmins, you know, we're all doing service in different ways. But for most of us, the real service is how we interact with other people. So our way of interacting with each other is very important. Many times people will evaluate the worth of Raj Yoga by observing how Brahmins interact with each other. And there are quite a few stories about this. But Baba talks to us about how we should see the soul. And we may say this in a class to someone, you should see the soul, you should be soul conscious, you should remember Baba. And they will either speak about it or not speak about it, but they will wonder, well, how do you do that? How do I know if I'm doing it right? And they will watch the Brahmins and they will see, okay, let me see how these people look at each other. Let me see how they talk to each other. Let me see how they respond when things go wrong. And in fact, in the last year, I have encountered several such incidents where I was with a bunch of Brahmins from different parts of the world on different occasions. But whenever we do a fairly major service event which involves a lot of Brahmins and a lot of technology and anything that could go wrong tends to go wrong. Do you find that? And very often all this is happening while the program is going on. The mic doesn't work, the person doesn't come when they have to come, they forget what's happening next, or the movie they want to show doesn't come up, or the wrong people are sitting in the wrong places. All these possible things are happening. And when this happens, of course, the audience is watching the Brahmins. How do they handle it? And the feedback that we were getting was very interesting, that they were far more interested in how the Brahmins were interacting with each other than the message of the program. And what many were saying is, we think that this Brahma Kumari organization or this Raj Yoga must be really true, must be God, because of the way the people handled the things that went wrong, because of the way the brothers and sisters spoke to each other, the way they dealt with each other's mistakes or shortcomings or something like this, you see. So this is really service. Many times people will make comparisons between Laukik and Alaukik, you know. And we Brahmins, we have a whole organization with all sorts of things going on. We have to book travel, we have to make programs, we have to create food for everybody, accommodation for everybody, all the various different things that are needed in this big machinery of Baba's house, whether it's the huge machinery of Shantivan, or the slightly smaller machinery of Gyan Srover and Pandav Bhavan, or the much smaller machinery of a small center. It's still basically the same idea, that we have to get things done. Is that right? And none of us are independent. We are all mutually dependent. We are part of a team. Nothing is reliant on just one person alone. And so that means we have to have quality relationship with each other. And the quality of our relationship with each other depends upon our own dharana. To what extent do I have immediate access to the powers through yoga? Do I cooperate? Do I tolerate? Do I accommodate? Do I face? You know, exactly immediately when it's needed, to the right amount, for the right amount of time, and then move on to the next thing. You see, these things are really the proof of knowledge, or the proof of yoga. And of course, as the confluence age progresses, and we find ourselves moving towards the golden age, in the golden age, there will not be service, there will not be gyan, there will not be yoga. There will just be dharana. I see. So the dharana is really our character. And this is the thing that really is the proof. There are lots of people who have all sorts of nice, good knowledge that they speak about. And there are lots of different organizations which we see, they pick up one or another little bit of gyan and they develop it and they turn it into a spiritual organization. We have been given the entire spectrum of everything. And we are encouraged by Baba to become the embodiment of yoga, the embodiment of knowledge, the embodiment of dharana, and the embodiment of service. So serving with your face and your behavior is this, being the embodiment. So now, every so often, we become body-conscious souls. Every so often, we find ourselves in karmic accounts, right? We are 84 birth people, and we are at the end of the last moments of the Iron Age, having passed through 84 births. And so we have presumably quite a big accumulation of karmic accounts, because we've had 63 births in body consciousness, and we have done bhakti for 63 births. And that bhakti is a strange way of going forward and going backward at the same time. And because in the name of God, out of love of God, we do what we consider to be the right thing. But then when we come to Gyan, we find out, well, you know, God isn't omnipresent, and, you know, he's not the sermonizer of the Gita. And so many of the things that we do in bhakti turn out to be the things that actually take us further away from the evolved spiritual state, even though that was our intention. And the other thing that we get very much influenced and affected by is different kinds of social conventions, because all of us grow up and live and work in the environment where the world has got certain ideas about what's right and what's wrong and what's good and what's bad. And once we come to Gyan, we find that Baba's perception of the ideal society is really a bit different. And sometimes we mix up the things of the worldly social conventions with the things that Baba has taught us. And when we mix that up, then we find ourselves either confused, or we create confusion for others, and we can lose our sensitivity to the dharana that Baba is teaching us. For example, in conventional society, they say, do not give sorrow. This is normal, right? Do not give sorrow. So we all know that. And Baba also says, do not give sorrow. But then he says, do not take sorrow. And conventional society doesn't say that. They say, do not give sorrow. But if you take sorrow, well, we don't have any comment. Whereas Baba says, no, do not take sorrow. So there's a big difference. Do not take sorrow means that, you know, it's really not necessary to be traumatized by your traumas. This is something Daddy Yankee said recently, which I thought was quite interesting. She said this during the European Teachers Retreat in London a couple of months ago. It is optional to be traumatized by your traumas. Otherwise, in conventional society, they say, no, no, it is mandatory to be traumatized by your traumas. And that's that. And Baba says, well, we have drama, and even the most traumatic event is destined in drama. And therefore, it's very possible for us to not take it personally. Being traumatized by our traumas means we took it personally. This thing happened to me. Oh my God, you know, I'll never recover from it. No. Gyan says it happened. You were there, no doubt. But even then, with hindsight, you are the detached observer. You are a pure, peaceful, powerful, loveful, blissful soul. And whatever is in drama is fully okay. Is that all right? And so the impact of things which in conventional views impact us enormously, that impact is reduced by this attitude that anyway it was fixed in drama and it's not my problem. It's just, it is what it is. And I am an actor. And if you would be a film actor, you know, sometimes you act as the person who gets murdered or thrown over a cliff or whatever it is, you know. Or even you can think about cartoons, which have that sort of thing happening a lot. And this idea of us being actors, acting in a big drama, really does allow us to be completely independent of the events of drama in terms of their impact on our being. You see, because if something impacts us, then it creates a distortion in the personal development. But if on the other hand you say, okay, it is there, it is a big thing, but it's fixed in drama. That means it's not my fault. It's not anybody else's fault. It's a piece of drama. And so, okay, then you move on to the next scene. And you can actually let it go. And this is a very, very empowering piece of information, you see. Because otherwise, you know, the conventional way of interpreting such things is either it's not fair, there is no justice in this world, or probably I deserve it, must be I'm a bad soul, you know, something like this. We will interpret it that way. But Baba says, no, it's just a piece of drama. Right? And all the pieces of drama are just pieces of drama. If the drama was not dramatic, it wouldn't be a drama. We'd be bored. So there have to be dramatic things happening in the drama. But we are actors, you see. And the actor can play any part. The actor does not get confused with his own part. I am not my role. I'm an actor. So all these things can happen in the drama. It's absolutely not necessary for me to take it personally. That means do not take it, do not take sorrow. So this is a very, very important practice that we must have. And when people observe that Brahmins do not take sorrow, they're genuinely surprised. They say, oh, how can you handle if somebody's talking to you like that? You know, and you say, oh, well, it's their part in drama. They have to play their part, but I don't have to take it personally. That's optional. And if I do take it personally, then it proves that I don't have much brains. So, Baba has given us so much wisdom, so much understanding, that we have to be, you know, Baba says we have to be Tivra Purusharati. This is the Hindi word, Tivra Purusharat. And it means actually fast effort. And of course, generally, we interpret this as intense effort, right? You've seen in so many classes and in so many muralis this expression, intense effort maker, yeah? But the original word, tivra, really means fast. And so the question is, if I interpret this as fast effort, what is really fast effort? You see, high speed. What kind of high speed is involved? So I have been churning on this for quite a bit, because I think this word intense means we have to be very intense, and we have to kind of get a little bit tense in order to be intense, you know. But Baba doesn't really like us to be tense. And so maybe let's go back to this word fast effort. What kind of speed do we need? And I think that it's useful to really think about it as fast effort rather than intense effort, because what we need to do in any given situation is to have a rapid response to it. You see, a situation arises in a second, and we have a second to deal with it. Is that right? That's usually what happens, yeah? Something happens, somebody says something, you get some information, and you have 1 second to deal with it. That's not very long. In 1 second, you have to assess it, make a decision, figure out if that's a good decision, go into your detached observer stage, be a powerful yogi, be compassionate, loving, and sensible, far-sighted, all within less than a second, so that you can respond, having figured out what kind of response to deliver, within that 1 second. So we have to be fast. You see. And if we are intense, we might be too slow. So fast means we have to be able to let go of the past instantly. That's fast effort making. Because otherwise what happens generally is something happens and you hold on to it for 10 seconds. That's too long. Let alone you hold on to it for a month or two. That's way too long. So fast effort is to be able to let go of the thing that happens immediately, to the point where your facial expression doesn't change. That's fast, don't you think? Because there will be tests all the time. Someone will provoke some emotion within you. They'll provoke anger, they'll provoke sadness, they'll provoke a sense that you lose your self-respect, or they'll provoke a feeling of self-doubt, or anything like this can be provoked by someone or some situation. And we have to respond to it so fast that immediately we position ourselves on our seat of self-respect. We say, okay, this is drama, this is perfectly okay, and I'm with Baba, and my serene face is still serene. It doesn't move away and then come back. That's fast effort, you see. So on a daily basis, we get the opportunity to practice this fast effort with different situations. That means we have to think very quickly, you know. So some people, they think Raja Yoga and being peaceful means you have to think very slowly. But then it might be too late by the time you've figured it out. The moment has long gone. So we have to think quickly, but our thinking has to be really proactive. We have to not have waste thoughts in order to be able to do this kind of thing. And Baba has been telling us that we have to stop having waste thoughts. So I don't know if you have attempted to have an entire day without any waste thoughts. Have you tried that? One day, or okay, 1 hour. You know, observing the mind, observing the thinking and the feelings very carefully to detect what kind of waste thoughts come up. Because if you detect that, whenever there's a waste thought, it creates an expression change on the face. Right? And for the duration of that waste thought, then your face is not the face of a soul-conscious soul. It's the face of a soul who's having waste thoughts. And then you kind of get back into being a soul-conscious soul after a little while. And so then for that period of time, you were away. So then when you play back your videotape of your last few minutes of having waste thoughts, and try and even observe how you feel on the inside, how your face looks, then you can actually go back and sort of retroactively place the right thought instead of the waste thought to bring your face back to the right expression more quickly, you see. And then when that situation comes up again, you will know already, because you will have planned it in advance, that when this happens, this is what I think and this is how I keep my face in a stable, steady, serene, detached, compassionate, loving position, you see. And this is very impressive to other people, because they can't do it. And that makes us different. A Brahman is different from a non-Brahman because of the dharana, you see. Anybody can put on white clothes. And there are people who you see, you know, they put on white clothes and they put on a badge. I've seen them around, but they don't have that vibration. So we say, this is somebody who's dressed up as a Brahman. But a Brahman is somebody who has that special inner quality and a vibration that comes from that Brahman. Then you will say, yeah, this is a Brahman, even if you don't know them. Even if they belong to a different country, different culture, you can detect it. Because there's something very different about a soul-conscious soul. And many people in the world today are experiencing situations where we can no longer do service in the conventional way because of different restrictions or different constraints. Are you finding this? In some countries, you can't wear your white uniform, you can't say that you are Brahma Kumaris, you can't say that you are teaching spiritual information. And this is where service through the face and the behavior become the major form of service. Because people are needing Baba's message. And if you say, God has come, that doesn't really go over so well. You have to speak with your being rather than with your mouth. So that people, you know, there's one thing that Baba talks about from time to time. When people see your face, they do not see your face, they see Brahma Baba's face. And sometimes people have had this experience. Even you may be having a sister's face, and the person might still see the face of Brahma Baba through your female face. That's amazing. Sometimes people will see light from your forehead. You light up. Or sometimes they'll even see light all around you. So one thing is to serve with your face being serene, spiritual, angelic. But then another kind of service through your face is that people will not see you. They'll see Brahma Baba or they'll see an angel. And at that time you will not realize that they're seeing anything different. But some of us do have experience that complete strangers will rush up to us and say, "Oh, your energy, it's so bright. Who are you?" Om Shanti. One thing that's very important to be aware of is the accumulation of yoga power. It's possible to have very good experiences in the beginning of our Brahman life. And then as we go further, we find that we may need to make more effort to get that quality of experience. But at the same time, at the beginning of our Brahman life, even if we have very good experiences, there hasn't been time for an accumulation. And as we continue with our Brahman life and we deal with the war against Maya and all the various different forms of opposition, we are gradually accumulating a kind of residual strength which is just sitting there within us. And this is why it's very important in Gyan to develop the power to keep on going on. This kind of resilience, a kind of power of perseverance that you can just carry on and on and on through thick and thin, easy times, difficult times, successful times, failure times, whatever it is, keep going. Because it is through that that there is the accumulation of yoga. And it kind of sits in your soul and it grows and it grows and it grows. And it is this that really gives people the experience. And so Maya does everything possible to make us give up. Because Maya knows that if you don't give up, it doesn't have a chance. If you do give up, then it's okay. So our important practice is to continue to go forward. Whether it feels good or doesn't feel good, it's not really the point. The point is that we have to understand the importance of the cumulative effect of the practice. And so every day Murli, every day Amrit Vela, and if for any reason you miss, don't worry, get back into it. You see. And if the way becomes more difficult, don't worry, just keep going anyway. If you find that you can't go as fast as you were going before, keep going anyway. But do not allow the self to stop. Because when we stop, then it's like saying, "I can't do this." And if we keep going on regardless of the energy that comes to stop us, that is how we are actually gaining greater strength. And this accumulation of greater strength is the thing that actually produces the impact of serving through the mind and serving through the face, serving through the character, serving through the sanskaras, you see, serving through our nature, serving through our atmosphere and vibrations, you know. The place where you spend a lot of time, it could be your place of work, it could be your apartment, your house. Any place where you sit is going to get filled with your vibrations. And even if you can't do any other service, but just fill that place with vibrations, anyone who comes there will be served because they will feel the atmosphere of Baba's remembrance. And this atmosphere is the thing that actually benefits the person to the maximum extent. So we need to understand that even if we lose it, you lose your serenity, you lose your peace, you get angry, then as quickly as possible, reset. Just reset. It's perfectly okay. And do not be afraid to apologize. Quite all right. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I made a mistake. This is also soul consciousness. I wasn't soul conscious for a minute. This is also humility, you know? And people appreciate that, you see. Because otherwise it's very easy for us to develop a sort of ego, arrogance of knowledge, arrogance of our qualities, arrogance of our position, arrogance of our virtues. Maya can come in many different ways. And Baba likes us to develop that humility. And people, when they see a Brahman who really does have humility, this is very impressive. You can trust a person who has humility and who, you know, not to be afraid to ask people, oh, what do you think? It's not that we are all the time the absolute authority of everything, you know, 24 hours a day. It's very good to listen to others. This is also part of our good character, I see. Otherwise, we can become authoritarian as opposed to an authority. It's a big difference between those two. Every so often, we experience the settlement of karma through illness. Have you experienced that? So when anybody's ill or when they're tired, it's more difficult to maintain your soul conscious stage and your serene face. So people will also be served by someone who is able to maintain that peaceful stage and serene face when you're ill or when you are in pain or when you're very tired. Because it's a proof that it's not just something that you're putting on for them for a minute or two. It's a proof that it's a solid part of yourself. And so whenever we get this type of test of illness or loss or failure or humiliation or something like this, to be able to have the face of a yogi, the face of an angel, regardless of what's going on, this is a very powerful service because it will be noted. And it also creates an impact in the atmosphere. It will be remembered, it will be talked about. And people will say, yeah, this one, in spite of this, that and the other, they maintained their stage. So they are impressed with it, definitely. And who has taught us to become like this? Baba. And so in that way, there is a song which says, if the creation is so beautiful, then think how beautiful the creator must be. So we are Baba's creation, and so therefore we have to reflect Baba. Just as Brahma Baba is called the moon, and the moonlight is reflecting the light of the sun. And of course we are lucky stars, in the sense not of being separate suns, but, you know, little moons, we can say, that we reflect the light of Baba. Some stars are planets, you know, and those planets also are lit by the light of the sun. So always keep in the stage of self-respect. Keep Baba with you. Talk to Baba. And when anything goes wrong, let go. And if you remember anything from the past, then let go of that too. And whenever anything is really too much and extreme, then you just give it to Baba. That is also okay. He will take it. No problem. And always remember, I am an actor. All the others are actors. And whatever is happening in drama, it is quite okay. All right. Om Shanti. So we'll just have a couple of minutes meditation.